This is July the 14th, 2021, and I believe that people are not ethically mature unless they understand Jewish power in the world and the truth about Adolf Hitler. This is because they have good intentions, but they do harmful things to others. They have good intentions, but they give bad advice, like they tell people to get a COVID vaccination, or they tell people that global warming is one of our biggest problems in the world, or they repeat lies about history. A person is not lying if they repeat something that's not true, but they don't know that. No, in order to lie, it takes the intention to lie. But people are constantly repeating things about history, like saying Adolf Hitler was the bad guy and the Allies were the good guys, which are not true. So this harms others. And I think at least 90% of the population is therefore not ethically mature. So that's a real problem for society. We have all these good people out there that are harming the world. For instance, they propagate white guilt. They feel white people are guilty for this and white people are guilty for that. But this has been an agenda that they've been programmed with throughout their entire lives. So those of us who are ethically mature and we understand the problem of Jewish power and the truth of Adolf Hitler, we can choose to not talk about it. I certainly respect that. Some people in their position in society, if they have a family to support and a job and a mortgage, I'm not advising them to do what I have done and come out publicly and tell the truth. But the first thing is to know the truth. Whether you speak the truth or not, that depends on your situation. I respect people's choice on that. You know, what you do with your knowledge, what you say publicly, that's a different story. But just to know the truth about international Jewish power, to know the truth about World War II and Adolf Hitler, that is what defines an ethically mature person, in my view. So I feel that I'm ethically mature. So what happens to those of us who are ethically mature, we get persecuted as being unethical people. We're called anti-Semitic Nazi haters. So this is the irony of life due to the brilliance, the profound, you could almost say wisdom, of the international Jewish establishment in programming almost all of humanity. It goes back to the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, published around 1905, the English translation published in 1920. I think no other book is more predictive or more prophetic about the future of mankind from that time until now, the year 2021. So all of the wisdom, there's a lot of wisdom about human nature in that book. And you can see my videos. I did about 7 hours of videos with Pete Papa Heracles about the Protocols of Zion, going this into much more detail. But my point is, even if we know the truth, they can defeat the truth. They have a long history of defeating the truth. Knowing the truth and telling the truth is not at all any assurance that the truth will prevail. I'm optimistic about the future, but that's kind of another story. But the main point of this video is to say that who is actually acting ethically in this world? Who are ethical? Who in the public domain are saying and doing things that are ethical? Majority of people make all kinds of ethical mistakes. I mean, I'm talking about innocent, good people that don't know any better. They're not deliberately lying, but they are harming others by repeating things that aren't true. So I can see many people in the public domain, I've seen their videos, read their books, who do know the truth about international Jewish power or even Adolf Hitler, but they don't say it, and you can tell that they know the truth. So these people can act ethically because they're making a decision, I feel rightly so, that they want to reach a wider audience by not crossing that line. Because if you cross that line and tell the truth about Jewish power or Adolf Hitler, automatically you're marginalized in our society and you'll have a smaller audience like myself. Like, I made that choice. I stepped forward in the summer of 2014, very consciously and deliberately contemplated upon my decision to have a highest standard of truth, I feel, in Canada, and keep doing that. And no regrets, I'm proud of that, and I'll keep doing it. But as for others like us in our in our club, those of us who actually know the truth have this higher ethical standard. People operate in different ways, and people reach the public and spread awareness in different ways. So I have a lot of respect for those people who know this truth, but they don't say it. And yet, the distinguishing characteristic is they don't repeat lies, or they certainly make a great effort not to have to repeat lies. Sometimes they might pay some lip service to get by so that the YouTube channel doesn't get canceled or for whatever reason. But I think we have to support and give credit to people who we know this truth, but they don't say it. We should not criticize them for not saying it's their decision. And we're all a team. We're all fighting the beast in different ways. We're all raising awareness. We're doing what we can in different ways. So this video is really about ethics. So those of us like myself who get blamed for being unethical, I've lost a lot of friends, like say from 2014 to 2017, I lost a lot of friends, old friends, and now I've gotten new friends who do know the truth, so I'm doing fine now. But there was a difficult period there when I lost most of my friends. So this reflects what many other people in the truth movement go through as well. So I encourage this high ethical standard. There's so much compromise on ethics. Certainly mainstream media, as we know, is unethical. I mean, it's leftist, it's Marxist, it's communist. I mean, what do I need to say about mainstream media? My point is that I'm encouraging a higher ethical standard by avoiding repeating things that aren't true, avoiding lies. Certainly, those of us, as we go along in our education, as we get deprogrammed from a whole lifetime of lies, so many of us are misled on some aspect, some point. I'm sure I am too. I'm sure there's some stones I haven't uncovered, and I'm probably repeating things here and there that aren't true myself. So we should have some tolerance for that as well. Well, you can see the beautiful surroundings I'm at. I'm at Kitsilano Beach. I've lived around this neighborhood for about 34 years in Vancouver. This is the most popular beach in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So I thought, instead of just filming in my apartment in front of my camera with a full zoom background, it's summertime, you know, show you some of the beautiful Vancouver. We've got the mountains here behind us, West Vancouver, Pacific Ocean. So I emphasize the irony here that those who have the highest ethical standards in the public domain and actually tell the truth, these are the ones who are persecuted for being unethical, perhaps the most unethical. And a problem is that the majority of people regard them this way. The majority of people, maybe 80% or 90%, or whether it's 55% or more, certainly the majority of people feel that they're ethical. When they persecute people, have a higher ethical standard because they're not aware of that. So what to do about this? Well, I think one advantage we have with the internet and this power of video, it's the most powerful tool that I've discovered in my life over the last 10 years, is that you can tell the truth on video and spread this out without having to confront people personally, without having to argue with your friends or your relatives or your colleagues or acquaintances or strangers or people you meet personally in meetings. You can do it all on video, and probably most people in your personal life are not going to be aware of your videos because they have better things to do than to look up your videos. So for myself, it's been an effective tool which I've finessed over these years, particularly since 2013, the realization that I can say a lot on videos and people in my real life are generally not aware of it because they have better things to do than to watch Brian Root videos, or they're not even aware of it. So there's a lot you can say and do on the internet, on video, audio, blogging. You can use your real name and face or a false identity and get the truth out that way without having to confront people personally, in person, or people that you know. So that's one way of going about it. And I find, since I've been talking to like 4,000 people a day, it's certainly more efficient. I don't see the need to talk to people, you know, personally, one-on-one or in small groups. It's not much need to, unless we're actually colleagues collaborating, sharing ideas and moving forward, you know, with our work. So there are things we can do. I encourage you to keep fighting the good fight, or keep standing up for the truth, do something. You can certainly donate to the Brian Ruse Show, speak to others, do what you can, make your own videos or get out there and try to promote the truth in public. It's not over. It's not over till it's over, and we have freedom of speech, so we can use it while we have it. So I'm still inspired, I'm still encouraged, and I'm still optimistic about the future. So I give that for your reflection for you today in this beautiful summer sunny day in Vancouver, Canada.